This is a day that I turn gray. This is a song that I never sang to you. He walks by, I ask for change. He walks away, shaking his head, shaking his head.
Good morning and welcome to The Conversation. I'm Beth Ann Kozlovich. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Beth Ann. It's going to be an interesting week.
It is going to be an interesting week, and we'll see if we're not shaking our heads in other ways by the end of it. Now, you don't have to look far into Hawaii's recent past to see the numbers of homeless people in the state have steadily increased. This year's point-in-time count shows about 6,200 were homeless in 2011. By 2015, that number swelled to 7,600. We watched the Kaka'ako encampment grow this year and take center stage. We saw Governor Ige create a new leadership team this summer to pull together a better strategy. And we've heard many of those involved talk about best practices. But where do they come from, and what can Hawaii learn from the ongoing experiences of other places around the nation? Today, we start a week-long series to look at those efforts. We'll also get reactions from the mayors of Hawaii's counties and the state's new homelessness coordinator. We start at the national level with Matthew Doherty. He heads the U.S. Interagency Council on Homelessness. His agency provides community technical assistance and support to ensure that individuals, families, youth, and veterans can get or regain permanent housing and the services that they need. Welcome back to the program, Matthew Doherty.
I'm happy to be back, Beth Ann, and you really do have an exciting lineup of interviews scheduled for this week. It should be really...
Thanks very, very much. Now, in the LA Times this month, you said, quote, "We strongly advise against communities dispersing people experiencing unsheltered homelessness on their own or in camps. It disrupts the ability to engage and develop a trusting relationships to help them on paths to permanent housing." Since you were in Hawaii last month, there has been the first phase of the Kaka'ako sweep, which was announced weeks ago by the governor's leadership team on homelessness. And many of the people in that small section went into shelters. So what's your assessment of this planned phased enforcement in Kaka'ako?
So I don't know the details of what's happened. It is sometimes a little challenging to keep fully in touch with what's happening there from the mainland. But it does seem like there's an increasing focus on trying to connect the people living in Kaka'ako with shelter and providing that as an alternative to sleeping outside in the encampment. And we definitely encourage offering services, a path to permanent housing for people who are living in encampments. And if we can provide meaningful alternatives and that choice and that opportunity to come inside and really then get linked to permanent housing, that is the kind of solution to this issue of unsheltered homelessness in encampments that we need to see, that the efforts really need to be focused on not just moving people around and from place to place and neighborhood to neighborhood, but how do we move them onto a path that really is going to provide that opportunity for them to get to permanent housing that's affordable to them for the long term and with the right level of services that can support them and make sure that's successful for them.
That's the bottom line that came out in last month's paper from the Council on the Interagency Council on Homelessness, saying that really it's that steady streaming of homeless people through shelters and into permanent housing. But you know that Hawaii is really challenged in that area, and much of what we hear is still focused on temporary shelters. Are you hearing more about permanent housing, that side of the equation, and seeing evidence of it since you've been here last time?
It does feel like there's more conversation about the need for investments into affordable housing and permanent supportive housing, strategies that admittedly do take time to bring new units online, but to get to a long-term lasting solution, we need to start taking steps on those longer-term strategies now and trying to think about how to use the federal, state, and local resources in really effective ways for bringing forward the kinds of housing units that we need to see in Honolulu and Oahu and Hawaii generally. So being very purposeful about how those funds are offered forward, what kinds of housing projects are going to be prioritized for funding, how can all those resources come together to make sure the units are truly affordable to people who are exiting homelessness. It's not a fix that's going to be able to be possible by next week, but if we don't start taking those steps now, we're just delaying the time.
And that's
available.
And that's part of the conversation that we've been having for years, that every time there's a delay, it's going to move being able to stem homelessness further into the future. But
yep.
when you were here and since the time that you were here, have you had those direct conversations with the governor's team on the homelessness? And do you think that they really understand that part of it?
I think they do. I think they are focused on creating the permanent solutions that are needed while at the same time responding to some of the emergent issues and the issues within Kamloops. So it needs to be a balancing act, but we need to make sure we're moving on both of those paths at the same time and not delaying the longer-term strategies while we just respond to crisis after crisis.
On the flip side, in the paper that came out last month from your Council on Homelessness, the Interagency Council on Homelessness, under effective strategies, the paper says that identifying leadership has to also come from within the encampment, and that many of the encampments have some sort of development leader or developed leadership structure, and that it's important to include those leaders in the ongoing conversations. Do you see any evidence of that happening in Kaka'ako?
In that case, I would have to say I'm not close enough to the work to know for sure whether that's a part of the strategy. For us, it's very much a part of the approach of creating a person-centered solution to homelessness, really putting the people experiencing homelessness in charge of the decisions about their lives, the same kinds of decision-making authority that you and I would expect to have over our lives. So it's very much aligned with that idea that the people experiencing homelessness need to be a part of the conversations, need to be helping to shape the decisions about what are going to be the most effective strategies. But again, without being there on a day-to-day basis, I can't speak to whether that's a part of the strategy happening locally or not.
We often focus on the Kaka'ako encampment. We've had so much conversation about that. But we know that homelessness is happening around Oahu and around the state. How would you grade Hawaii's progress to date? And what other places around the nation would be most similar in the way that Hawaii might emulate?
So I think the conversations that need to be happening are happening there, but I think there is more work to be done. So there's definitely a much stronger focus on really understanding the needs of the people experiencing homelessness in Hawaii, getting to a standardized way of assessing people and understanding their needs and their goals, and then trying to take action on prioritizing people based upon those needs. Those are really key strategies. I think there's a much greater sense of the role of Housing First practices and how Housing First and that focus on getting people as quickly as possible through the experience of homelessness to housing that is permanent and feels like home to them with the right level of now on trying to move towards those practices. But still more work to be done, and agencies need support and training in order to move towards those practices and better solutions. So a lot of really positive signs of heading in the right direction. I think you're going to hear from a good number of communities this week, as I understand it, that are making real progress in moving towards those practices as well. So I think Houston, and you're going to hear from someone in the mayor's office later this week, they have made remarkable progress on building the collaborative structures that are needed to make sure that every public agency is working together and focused on the same kinds of solutions. That's coming together in Honolulu and Hawaii as well, but I think that'll be great to hear about. You're going to hear about Los Angeles, which I think is challenged in similar ways with Honolulu in terms of a high-cost rental market, a market in which it's challenging to develop housing and expensive. But there they've put together fantastic public and private partnerships, bringing all in flexible ways in order to invest in the very solutions that they're seeking. And as I was mentioning earlier, that's, I think, a shift that needs to happen there as well, is really being very purposeful about what the public funds are being spent on and making sure they're prioritizing spending them on the kinds of housing projects that need to be in place. You're going to hear from the state of Utah and Lloyd Pendleton, a man I've worked with for many years, where they have really used a focus on interagency collaboration at the state and local level to combine all of the resources and focus on adopting Housing First practices and principles across their entire system, and really using the power of public agencies to move forward jointly and with a very strategic, data-driven focus. So it'll be great for you all to hear more about what was successful in Utah.
Well, thank you so much for reading through some of our guest list. Nice
yep.
to know that you had a look at that, too. We appreciate that. And thank you very much for your time this morning. We'll be talking to you, I'm sure, in the future.
I appreciate the chance to speak with you again. Thank you so much.
Matthew Doherty is the Executive Director of the United States Interagency Council on Homelessness. It implements Opening Doors, the federal strategic plan to prevent and end homelessness.